It's time now for the online quiz bowl at Q107radio.com. Every match sponsor is Avera Health System Central Office, Mitchell Technical Institute, Walmart of Mitchell, and Coburn Superstore of Mitchell. This elimination round matchup between Sanborn Central and Trip Delmont is also being sponsored by Hague Insurance, Selin Trucking, Agtegra, Myers Oil, Poet Biorefining of Mitchell, Grow Sand and Gravel, The Dugout, JVs of Trip, Kramer Chiropractic, Sheets Implement of Parkston, Mettler Fertilizer, and Poet Research Center of Scotland. Sanborn Central and their coach Corey Flatten, they lost to Scotland 3-2. Their team captain is Kyle Zoss, with team members Cole Moody and Maddie Moody. In the room not participating today is Alex Wormstead and Renee Farmer. For Trip Delmont, their coach Bridget Hively, they were forfeited to Bonholm in that first round. Their team captain today is Maria Molinos Mog, and also Montina Sterling Dalton Fisher. Also in the room not participating today is Maddie Reiner and Taylor Van Pelt. It is Sanborn Central. It is Trip Delmont Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107radio.com. Sanborn Central has won the coin toss to determine who'll get to go first. Sanborn Central, you ready for your first round question?
Yes.
Here is your first round question. What American space program shared the same name as the constellation containing the stars Castor and Pollux?
Apollo.
Gemini is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Sanborn Central. Trip Delmont, to you with your first round question. Although it is cheap and readily available today, when it was first discovered in the 18th century, what lightweight silver-white metal was more valuable than gold?
Aluminum.
Aluminum is correct. Trip Delmont, you're on the board. You lead the match 1-0. Sanborn Central, back to you for the tie. The bark of many trees produces what substance used in making leather?
Resin.
Not correct. I'm looking for tannin or tannic acid. No correct answer for Sanborn Central. Trip Delmont, back to you. You lead it 1-0. Overexposure to sunlight, radiation from nuclear weapons, or radiation from X-rays may cause what structural changes within genes or chromosomes?
Chromosomes.
No, it's mutations is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Trip Delmont. Sanborn Central, back to you. You trail it 1-0. To the nearest 100 years, Leif Erikson probably landed in North America how long before Columbus?
500 years.
500 years is correct, Sanborn Central, and you've tied the match up 1-1. Back to Trip Delmont. Again, we're tied 1-1. In the year 2000, after 20 years of occupation, Israel forces pulled out of their security zone in the southern part of what country to its north?
Iraq.
Lebanon is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Trip Delmont. Back to Sanborn Central for the lead. In 1836, what lieutenant colonel in command of the regular troops at San Antonio joined forces with Jim Bowie's volunteers to occupy an old Spanish mission?
No answer.
William Travis is what I'm looking for. No correct answer. Trip Delmont, back to you. We're tied 1-1. An organization concerned with alcohol abuse has the acronym MADD, M-A-D-D, which stands for what?
Matters Against Drunk Drivers.
Is correct, Trip Delmont. You've taken a 2-1 lead over Sanborn Central. Sanborn Central, back to you for the tie. Which is the Sooner state?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is correct, Sanborn Central. You've taken take that back. We're tied 2-2. We go to Trip Delmont with the correct answer here. Trip Delmont, you'll win the match 3-2. Here's your question. The name for what winds was used in World War II for Japanese pilots who deliberately rammed their aircrafts into Allied ships?
Kamikaze.
Kamikaze is correct, Trip Del Monte. You've won the match 3-2 over Sanborn Central, eliminated Sanborn Central from our Quiz Bowl this year. Trip Del Monte moves on to play again in November, November 26th at 9:10, while Sanborn Central, their second loss, has been eliminated from our Quiz Bowl. Final score here in this match, Trip Del Monte 3, Sanborn Central 2, with our Quiz Bowl online only at Q107radio.com. I've been your host, Steve Morgan.